A drug feud. A chase. A discarded gun, subsequently fired by an 11-year-old. Reports of a second gun found in a bush by a playground in recent days. What is going on the streets of Dublin? It's News Talk Daily. I'm Ciara Doherty. Well, this is just the latest shocking incident of drug-related crime in the city. Gardaí believe the incident is related to an ongoing feud between street-level dealers in the Sloig area of Ballymun. This particular feud has already claimed at least one life with the murder last June of Kevin Kelly, linked to the gangs involved. With the feud escalating, locals remain understandably on edge. Joining me now is Stephen Breen, who's the Irish Sun's crime editor. Stephen, you are very welcome to News Talk Daily.
Thank you.
Stephen, this is a really shocking, shocking story for people. And with every single hour, more and more details emerge of what exactly happened on Tuesday afternoon at 3 p.m. What can you tell us now about the incident?
Well, Ciara, it's been described by local councillors in the area as reckless and shocking, and people are genuinely have lots of concerns about what transpired. Well, the incident happened in Ballymun on Tuesday afternoon around 3 p.m, and that's when the Garda investigation was initiated. When the Garda noticed an individual acting suspiciously, they then made an effort to apprehend this individual, and this individual then fled from the scene along with a juvenile. And that individual had a weapon, a handgun, which the Gardaí believe, which he then discarded. He was subsequently arrested a short time later, but Gardaí were unable to find or recover the firearm that he had at his disposal. And as their investigations were continuing, Gardaí received reports that an 11-year-old child had recovered this firearm and found it. And when he was examining the firearm, a shot was discharged from this firearm. I believe other children were present, including a six-year-old as well. Obviously, this is a very concerning incident. Gardaí responded as well by a number of searches being undertaken. But unfortunately, the firearm hasn't been recovered yet. And it's the Gardaí's belief that when the child had the firearm, it was then taken from the child by two individuals who were on an e-scooter.
And in terms of the child picking up this firearm, is the assumption that this child thought this was just a toy?
Exactly. That's what it is. The child lifted the gun up, was looking at it and thought it was a toy, and then let off a shot. Obviously, it's a very sensitive case and a very difficult time for the child's family. You know, the Gardaí have been engaging with the family, thankfully, and through the grace of God, no one was injured, and we're not dealing with a very terrible tragedy today. And the priority for the Gardaí now is to, you know, locate the firearm, which is still out there. But it shows the reckless nature of those involved in this incident, where they're willing to bring a loaded firearm onto a street and to discard it in this way when it was recovered by a child. But also, it just comes a few days after another firearm was recovered in Ballymun near a playground. But on that occasion, the guards were able to find that weapon. So it shows that weapons are being brought onto busy residential streets and in broad daylight. And it shows that those involved in this criminality don't care about the lives of the residents they're terrorising in the area.
And in terms of the second gun, which I believe was found on Sunday afternoon in a bush beside this playground in Ballymun, was it loaded?
I'm not sure if that was loaded, but the guards had concerns about it, at the fact that it was discarded at that time, and it was found by a child, and thankfully the guards were able to recover it. But there is always the danger there, you know, if guns are discarded, that they, and most of the times they are loaded, and that's where the concern is. If a child does come across it, it's only a matter of time before someone gets seriously injured or indeed worse.
Tell me about these particular firearms. I mean, what impact can they have if you aim it at something, shoot it, and it hits the target?
Well, if you have a firearm there and you have a handgun, I mean, the handguns have been used before in more recently in the Kinahan Hutch feud. I know we haven't had a Gaelan murder in the Kinahan Hutch feud since 2018. You know, the Gaelan murders, thankfully, have been reducing in recent years. But when you do have a handgun there and if it is used and it's fired directly at someone, and it could claim their life. And it shows you that, like, they are used for drug-related intimidation, and they are used, you know, for taking someone's life. So that they are very dangerous, and that they're very dangerous in the wrong hands as well. So the concern is that if someone is willing to use these weapons in a busy residential area, then someone could lose their life. And that's the impact that they have and have always had by the criminal gangs who use them.
And in terms of the second arm that was actually found a number of days ago, can you tell me about its location?
It was found just close to a playground where kids had been playing that day. I mean, my colleague was working in that story, and we highlighted the fact that it was a major concern for the Gardaí. There were families around that day using that playground, which is quite popular in Ballymun. But thankfully, on this occasion, the gun was recovered before any damage could be done.
There are a number of feuds in the Ballymun area at the moment. Can you tell us about this particular feud?
Well, this one, the Gardaí would have concerns about the age profile of those involved, where you have young men attached to two various criminal groupings. There are two local drug gangs who are basically vying for control of the drugs trade in the Ballymun area, where you have individuals who are often using social media to issue threats to each other, using TikTok, you know, issuing death threats. But also in over the last year, you know, shots have been fired into people's homes. I was talking to local councillor Conor Reddy, and he had concerns about it as well, where it was about the reckless nature of it, where you had a younger profile there of criminals who were in very reckless and weren't afraid to use firearms or issue threats. A number of people have been assaulted. And of course, you mentioned there about the killing of Kevin Kelly last year. So one person has already lost their life. There have been numerous incidents in relation to this feud, and the concern is that it could escalate.
Tell me about what happened to Kevin Kelly, the 20-year-old man here who lost his life and who was involved in this feud.
Well, he was a young man from Ballymun, well known in the area. He had been connected to various criminal groupings in the Ballymun area. And he was one of those individuals who had connections to other associates who were involved in a feud. And it was all about turf. It was all about control. And they deliberately targeted him, and he was knocked down and lost his life. So there was another family there plunged into tragedy. And but since then, there have been no other fatalities in the feud. But once one happens, there's always a concern that there may be revenge, there may be further escalation of attacks. And that's what the concern is here. But I think with the gun yesterday, it was about a guy, you know, flexing their muscles and showing that they won't be intimidated. Rather than the gun being used to kill someone, I think it was more about intimidating rivals that, you know, if you do cross us, we do have access to firearms.
And did you say, when it comes to Kevin Kelly, this was a young individual who was connected to the feud, who was deliberately run down. Has anybody been arrested or charged with that?
No charges in relation to that case at the moment, Ciara. Investigations are ongoing. So the Gardaí would hope that with the resources that they have there, you know, working closely with the local community as well, that it's still a very early stage of that investigation. So the hope would be that as the investigation progresses, that someone can be brought before the courts.
In terms of other incidents related to this feud, you say they've mostly targeted properties with doors and windows of houses. Are they being shot at? Has there been discharge of firearms there too?
Yeah, well, I was speaking to Conor Reddy earlier, and he was telling me about there were certain cases where there were kids inside people's homes, kids in living rooms watching TV when, you know, someone could be going by on an e-scooter, in a car, and shots being fired at homes. I mean, it's happened in other parts of Dublin as well, in Bluebell and Kilmainham, where you do have shots being fired, you do have certain people being assaulted, but also the threats being issued on social media. And then, of course, there are other feuds taking place in Ballymun, where you have different groupings where houses have been burnt to the ground and people also assaulted and windows smashed. So it is concerning that there seems to be, you know, a growing level of violence in the area.
Yes, I'm reading here about a particular feud that has led to 20 incidents of arson, criminal damage, and again, the discharge of firearms and a number of arrests.
It shows that feuds of this nature, you know, they often escalate, where it can start with threats being issued online, it can start with someone being assaulted, but then, of course, it can lead to homes being targeted. It can lead to shots being fired at the homes. And then, of course, on this occasion, you have a weapon being discarded where a child picks it up. And it's always the case in feuds of this nature where it is very reckless, where innocent people get caught up in it. I think that's why the guards are taking it very seriously and have increased patrols in the area.
Well, talk to me about the Garda presence in Ballymun at the moment, because we know that the most recent incident occurred when Gardaí were on patrol in that area and had spotted young men acting suspiciously, and that's what led to them giving chase and to this firearm being discarded.
But the guards have been very proactive over the last year in terms of targeting those individuals who were connected to these two specific gangs. A number of the senior figures within these criminal groupings have been arrested and brought before the court. Some of them have been since convicted and are also serving time. But the guards have also brought in the armed support unit, who are trained to deal with incidents where firearms are involved, and they have been on patrol as well. And you know, you have the Garda teams actively searching today and indeed yesterday as well, trying to recover the firearm, but also trying to disrupt the activities of those who are not just engaged in using firearms, but also in drug dealing. So they've been very proactive, and I think that's a process that's going to continue. But obviously, there are concerns now because of the firearms are being brought onto the streets.
Well, tell me about what happens to the firearm that was recovered from the bush near that playground on Sunday, and indeed the search for this current firearm.
Well, the firearm that was recovered on Sunday will be analysed by forensic experts. The Gardaí will try and seek to establish if it's been used in other incidents. Perhaps it may have been used to fire shots at homes, to see if it's been used where people have been shot in the past. A lot of criminal groupings often exchange weapons, and you know, for drugs or for cash or other cases, and also so the guards will have a good forensic examination of that weapon. At least they have it. It's off the street, so it can't pose any danger. And their search is still ongoing for the outstanding firearm, but it's very hard in that urban environment, you know, to recover, you know, a firearm where it's been taken from the child. It could be anywhere at the moment, but I'm sure the Gardaí will act on their intelligence and hope that they can recover it. And when they're targeting specific figures and key members of both of these feuding gangs.
In terms of that firearm that was recovered on Sunday, is the sense that that was being stored or hidden in that bush, or that it had been discarded?
There are a number of theories the Gardaí will look at there, but one is that it may have been discarded because there has been increased Garda activity in the area, and perhaps the individual who had the firearm may have panicked and dumped it close to the playground. It's not the type of place or an open area where you would hide a firearm if you were trying to store it somewhere. So the suspicion is that it was dumped by someone in the area who may have been panicked by a Garda presence.
You're talking about teenagers, about people in their early 20s. They're effectively children, Stephen, and they're involved in very serious violence and probably being groomed into it.
Yeah, it's very concerning. I mean, we've seen it over the years where you have young teenagers, young as 14, 15, you know, getting sucked into a life of organised crime. You have criminals there who are only concerned about profit and about drug dealing. They don't care about the lives that they destroy. You have young men there who are being groomed by the offer of, you know, nice designer clothing, e-scooters, you know, financial rewards. And you know, you often have these criminal groupings, you know, preying on people with addictions as well. And, you know, they could often be asked to store drugs. And of course, that could escalate and increase to taking part in violence and drug-related intimidation. So there is a vicious cycle there that seems to be occurring all the time. But you certainly do have young men are getting dragged into this world. And of course, it can either end up in prison or being shot dead, but it's all at the behest of these so-called gang leaders who are only in it for themselves, and it's all about making money for them. But it's concerning that you do have these young people being sucked into this world.
I read a report from one of the local residents who said, yes, they were shocked by this particular incident, but that it wasn't entirely unexpected.
I think that's a fair statement to make as well, because I know the councillors have said that as well. They are shocked that an 11-year-old child has picked up a gun and fired off a shot, but they're not on the same stance. They're not you know, overtly shocked that something like this has happened, because it's happened before where there was a case in Tallaght where a child picked up a gun. Thankfully, the shot didn't go off. That was a number of years ago. So they're not shocked that there are young men out there and young people who are willing to use guns and firearms to settle a dispute. So and that community, and indeed other communities in Dublin as well, have been subjected to violent feuds in the past. And they will have seen themselves over the last year the reckless nature of these incidents, and that they will have seen that innocent families have been caught up in this. So they won't be too shocked that someone has discarded a gun. And thankfully, that no one has lost their life in this case.
Do you think, Stephen, as a wider society, that people are really pretty oblivious as to how some communities have to live?
I think so, Ciara. I think, you know, that there is a wider responsibility here. When I spoke to Conor earlier, Conor Reddy, he spoke about how there needs to be a multi-agency approach to addressing the vicious cycle of crime and how it's linked to poverty. So there is an important here that the state takes responsibility to try and, you know, introduce programs, introduce resources that can take young people away from a life of violence and to stop them from being, you know, groomed and from being targeted by those involved in serious and organized crime. So it's incumbent upon everyone, you know, to try and get involved and trying to provide the resources that can help these communities, which have been hit by deprivation and other social economic issues in the past, to try and help them move forward. And so young people have something to look forward to, a future that doesn't involve organized crime.
Is this incident, Stephen, indicative of a broader rise in gun-related crime and the presence of guns in Ireland and in Dublin in particular?
Well, people might say that, but we didn't have any gangland killings last year, only one the previous year. So I think, you know, people are involved in organized crime, but will always, you know, use firearms when it comes to protecting, you know, their criminal groupings or trying to flex their muscles and assert control in different areas. It's about violence. It's about control. But it's something that continues to happen. You know, firearms are still available and are still being used by criminal groupings. But in recent years, thankfully, you know, you have one shot being fired at the home, at the roof of a house. But thankfully, like, no one has been killed. So I think that's as a result of the successes that the Gardaí had in terms of tackling those contract killers for the Kinahan cartel, who were on the rampage, you know, trying to kill people, and that the guards responded, there was resources put into it. But I still think that the danger is always there when you do have those involved in drug trafficking, that they will often revert to violence, and that can include using firearms.
Stephen Breen, the Irish Sun's crime editor, thanks so much for joining us on News Talk Daily.
Thank you.
That's it from the podcast today. You can listen back to every episode of News Talk Daily on the Go Loud Player, on Apple or on Spotify. For now, from me, Ciara Doherty. Goodbye.